against the homeowners.
So the insurance aspect of this is also really interesting, seeing as to how FEMA, through the NFIP, which is the National Flood Insurance Program, issues 95% of the nation's flood insurance policies. 95% are issued through FEMA, our government. And as I stated before, any area that is presidentially declared as a disaster area or mapped into a remapped into a disaster area, these banking institutions are now federally required to purchase a FEMA flood insurance plan within 45 days and tack it onto an existing loan, even if that home is no longer standing. So when it comes to the insurance side of things, unfortunately, NFIP is essentially bankrupt. It's $20 billion in the hole. It pays out less than 1% of the time, or excuse me, less than 3% of the time, and only out on 1% of the properties that it insures. And that's according to Senator Tim Scott in a recent hearing in Congress, January 25th of this year, if I'm remembering correctly off the top of my head. So unfortunately, the payments that will be going out will be prioritized by demographic. They will be prioritized for government buildings. And most of the American people will be left fending for themselves.
Well, that's where I want to conclude this. Because again, the stories, I'm still getting the same stories from people who are on the ground, people who are donating their own time, their own resources, people who are getting involved with, you know, a lot of these people are stranded. They don't have a home. There's programs to try to get them RVs, campers, I mean, anything for just for them to have a roof over their head. And the story remains the same. There is no FEMA. There is no FEMA presence. There might be a FEMA camp at a grocery store in one location here or there, but you know, they're just basically hunkered down and you go there, you fill out some paperwork, and it's like a 50-50 shot that you'll even get accepted to receive it. And as you said, it might even depend on your demographics. So cutting through the regulatory jargon, cutting through the legalese, what is the bottom line of this story? What is the bottom line of all these different FEMA changes, the Justice 40 climate agenda that the Biden administration slammed into us under the guise of an Inflation Reduction Act, and how will it apply to all these victims of Helene who have quite literally had their lives washed away?
So this is where things get uncomfortable, if you will. So beginning in 2004, we initially began seeing plans introduced in the congressional side to limit the areas that humanity essentially would be allowed into, no-go zones, wetlands, wildlife corridors, right? What the end result of this story is can best be summed up by Asheville, for example, Asheville, Carolina's new smart city plan. I hate to sound conspiratorial, and I really hate to be the one. I mean, look, I'm a liberal. I have been in policy for over a decade. And for me to sit here today and tell the American public that Alex Jones has been right for the last 20 years is a humbling experience for me. But the policy is there and it is easy to read. And the ultimate end result of this is moving people into these smart cities on the smart infrastructure grid.
So, okay, what leads you to that conclusion? Because we've seen all kinds of, you know, white papers and documents and suggestions, right? We've seen suggestions about this stuff. Now you're saying you're actually seeing proof that this could be practically applied in North Carolina.
Yeah, this is a nationwide rollout, and it's happening right now at rapid speed through each and every one of our administrative agencies. This is not just part of the tripartite agreement for land use and zoning at the local level. This is also a massive funding project and structure to build these smart cities through the NIST on what's called the Internet of Things, to implement the One Health initiative through each and every one of our agencies and roll it out through the Department of Health, through the USDA. The USDA has been absolutely instrumental in these agendas, if you will. And I mean, it is all out there in black and white. It is so easy to find. All people need to do is just go and read the documents that our own government is putting out. I mean, for goodness sakes, just in the last few months, our own government, through the Bureau of Land Management, through the USDA, through the United States Forestry Service, right, they have put out recent documents on procurement of private property, on how to purchase the access points for the national parks that will be closed for human use. There's the, what, a Bear Ear in Utah? Perfect example. The administrative state is now trying to or attempting to close that to human use, any type of recreational use. And then almost immediately after that, they implemented a rule change that would provide for the funding to purchase the access points, which means the farm, farms, grazing rights, and any private property that surrounds that. You can go and read it. I mean, everything that this administrative state is doing can be read through the Federal Register. And it's each one of them is a rabbit hole, and each one makes you feel crazier and crazier. But it's happening nonetheless. And I don't know how or what to do at this point. I feel incredibly helpless to stop this rollout.
Well, and this is very similar, almost aside from the type of disaster, to what happened in Maui. And even before that happened, they had the same smart city initiative, smart grid initiative, where they were, you know, kind of openly talking about these things. And then the disaster happens, and it's the same response where it's, oh, well, you're not going to be able to rebuild your home, or you need to sell your land. And so now the same thing is happening in North Carolina. So it sounds like this is bigger. This is bigger than just a local issue, whether it's Maui or Asheville. This is something that 'll apply anywhere when there's a major disaster like this.
And it's not just major disasters. This is happening in all 50 states right now. Yes, disasters, sure, man-made, naturally occurring, riots, it doesn't matter. Any type of either destruction, but then also just any type of programs that have been initiated under the Justice 40 initiative, of which there are 400 across 16 different agencies. This is, like I said, this is rolling out in all 50 states across every city in America. And we saw this following the Texas Panhandle fires as well. Yeah. Our farmers and ranchers cannot get funding or reimbursement for their fencing. They have nowhere for their cattle to graze right now and no way of keeping them in, excuse me.
And this is, I mean, this is a basic attack on the infrastructure of our country, or maybe even better to say, independent citizens' sovereignty to own property, to have grazing rights. This is an attack on the sovereignty by the U.S. government of these citizens.
This is a complete centralization of authority under the federal government for land, for private property, for our food supply, specifically, and absolutely for the sovereignty of this country and all liberal values that this country was founded upon. This is a new colonialist agenda for the territorial gains of a new empire. I don't know how else to say it. It is colonialism, and it's very bad.
Federal colonization. I mean, that's basically what's happening. It's a federal colonization, and they use the climate change agenda. This it's all under the disguise of, oh, humans are killing the planet, and so the government needs to come in and basically run your life. And they're using all these disasters, which, you know, are always going to happen, as their means for the power grabs. So whether it's wildfires, whether it's hurricanes, if it's an earthquake, as you said, maybe a big riot, which we might see soon. So that's what's going on here. We're going to continue to follow this story. And I, you know, at this point, it's kind of we're leaning on the people of Maui. We're leaning on the people of North Carolina who have had their lives upended to kind of really sound the alarm on this stuff. And so I'll be following your work, Brianna. I thank you for your time coming on the show. If there's anything else breaking, you let me know.
Thank you, Owen. We really appreciate having a voice for farmers in America.
Absolutely. And now we've got these big wildfires that were up in Wyoming that they're finally able to kind of get under control. So this stuff continues to happen. Oh, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do, folks? What are you going to do if the local farmers go out of business? What are you going to do if the local farmers lose their rights? Well, you're going to be told you have to eat bugs because the cows are bad for the environment. So you got to eat a cricket now. I'll pass. I'll pass on that. I'd rather live in America with farmland everywhere.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.